friends. This shir should be a special schus for Avi Marini Mirasi Sheyichyu and Ilui Nishmas Harav Aaron Ben Harav Nasan, whose Torah we are going to learn, the great Gaon of Beis Din, Tzadik Manhig, Rabaron Levin, Hashem Yinkom Damo, Zechet Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, and L'schus, Rabbi Eliyahu Moshe, Ben Rav Yitzchak Dov, whose daughter is married to the grandson of the Risha Rav. They should live and be well. And this is from the Sefer Avnei Chefetz, Tshuva Sefer, fascinating Tshuvas of the great Gaon. Included in the Sefer are some drushes he gave. This is a drusha he gave in Rishon Galitzia, in the old shul there, Beis Knesses HaYashan, Shabbos Parshas Vayikra, before Shabbos HaGadol, Shechol Be'erev Pesach, in the year 1930. So in other words, we're talking here about 91 years ago. Exactly, just like this year, Shabbos Parshas Vayikra, Shelifnei Shabbos HaGadol Shechol Be'erev Pesach. So, the minhag is in Klal Yisrael that the Shabbos HaGadol Jerusha, when it's Erev Pesach, and Shabbos is Erev Pesach, when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so the Shabbos HaGadol Jerusha is given the week before, as it was in this year. So it's a big schus that we can go back and learn this amazing Torah. Says the Rav, Milufnim, in the olden days, Be'yosenu Yoshim al Admasenu, when we used to sit in our land, Admas HaKodesh, the Holy Land, Ubeis Tifarsein, Tifartenu Banu L'Salpios, and our holy house, our glorious house, was beautifully built. Kohanim Hayu B'Avodasam, V'Levim B'Duchnam, V'Yisrael B'Ma'amadam. Kohanim, in their avoda, the Levim on their duchen, the Yisrael on their ma'amadam, the Yisrael standing by the karbanos, and the Kohanim and Levim doing their avoda, came the 14th of Nisan, Pesach. That's the time they bring the Pesach. Besides the karban Pesach that they brought, b'shira v'kol hamon chogeg, with song and great celebration, they also brought a chagiga, and that was called chagiga sarbasar, the Chagigah of the 14th. But that's only when the 14th fell out on a weekday. But if it fell out on Shabbos, like this year, they didn't bring with the Pesach a Chagigah, because only the Pesach was Doiches Shabbos. Only the Hakrabas HaKarban Pesach was overriding Shabbos, but not the Chagigah. The Chagigah was not brought, so it says in the Mishnah Psachim 69b, Eimasim Evin Chagigah Mi, Chagigah Imo, Bizman Shu Babachol, only when it comes on the weekday, that's when you bring the Chagigah. And when it comes on Shabbos, Ein Mevin Imo Chagigah, they don't bring the Chagigah. And the Gemara relates, page 70b, that one of the Chachamim was Rabbi Yehuda ben Dortoi, Bekorat Tagar Ala Din Hazeh, he cast aspersions on this din, that Chagiga is not the Docha Shabbos, that Chagiga does not override Shabbos. And in order to extract himself from the obligation, in order to withdraw himself from the obligation of bringing the Chagiga with the Pesach, what he did is, he and his son Durtai went to the south, went to the Durham, faraway place, so he'd be Pater, he'd be Bederech Rechoka. He'd be far away, he'd be Pater from Asiyas HaPesach, and Memela, he would not have to bring the Chagigah with the Pesach. And he said, if Eliyahu comes, Eliyahu Anavi, and he says to the Jewish people, how come you didn't bring the Chagigah on Shabbos? Mahein Omrim Lo, what are you going to tell him? Eliyahu Anavi's going to have a taina. How come you're not bringing the Chagigah? Chagigah should be coming on Shabbos. To Mihani al Shnei Gedolei Hador, I wonder about the two leaders of the generation, Shmaya and Avtalion, that are Chachomim Gedolim, V'darshanim Gedolim, V'lo Amr Lehem LiYisrael Chagiga Doiches HaShabbos. And they didn't tell the Jewish people that Chagiga overrides Shabbos. So you have the staunch opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Durtai, who felt very strongly that the Chagiga should be brought on Shabbos, and the rabbis paskin that the Chagiga should not be brought on Shabbos. So automatically noted the great Risha Rav, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, Mibli Mesim, just without paying all that much attention, Yisor Rekirbenu Shlesha Dikdukim Ala Sipur Hazeh. We have three insights, three comments, three notes on this story. Number one, if Rabbi Yehuda ben Durtai and his son wanted to absolve themselves, they wanted to patur themselves, as they say in certain places, from the chiyuv of the Pesach by going to a faraway place, what does it matter where they went? The important thing is they went far away from Yerushalayim. So why does the Gemara tell us that they went to the Darom, to the south? They went to the Darom, they went to the Tzafon, they went to the Mizrach, they went to the Marav. What does it matter? The important thing is they went far away. But the Gemara is telling us, no, you have to know. You have to know where they went. They went to the Darom. Why is that important? Comment number two is, what does it mean? Shim Yavo Eliyahu V'yoymer Lehem LiYisrael Mipnei Ma Lo Chagagtem Chagiga B'Shabbos Mayin Omrim Lo. So if Eliyahu comes and says to the Jewish people, why weren't you chogeg the Chagiga on Shabbos? What are you going to answer him? So it's mashmat implies that only because of Eliyahu who's asking this question, they're not going to have an answer. But if somebody else would have the question, they'd be able to answer. What does it matter who's asking the question? If there's an answer, there's an answer. If there's not an answer, there's not an answer. The Gemara seems to imply that only if Eliyahu asks this question, they're not going to have an answer. Question number three. What is the Gemara adding? Shetam al Shmayav Avtalion to Gedolei Hador. Why did they say that the Chagiga overrides Shabbos? So this implies that it's specifically from Shemaya and Avtalion, from these two rabbis, from these two Gedolim, there was room to expect that they will teach the nation that the Chagiga is Doche Shabbos, and they didn't fulfill their task. And therefore he's mispale. He wonders about them. What's up with Shemaya and Rav Avtalion, these great leaders? How come they're not teaching the Jewish people? Umeharoi lamur ala mechkar. And it is fitting for us to examine what do Shmaya and Avtalion specifically have to do with this din of Chagiga being Doche Shabbos. These are the three dikdukim, like a classical drasha given by a Rav, first presenting the difficulties with the sugya. And I must tell you, sweet friends, that this was, I don't know how long it took the Rav to say it, but in print it's quite a lengthy drasha. And I like to quote the late great Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who once said, "It might be long, but I hope it's not long-winded." So the drasha is long, but not long-winded. It's just a mechaya. Each word is a pearl. So halavai, it should be longer. A lot of times people get up to speak and say, I don't want to speak for too long. I want to keep it short. That's how they. I've never heard a guy get up and say, I want to speak for a really long time. I don't want to keep it short. I think the Olam wants to hear me. I'll be here for a long time. Get comfortable. But why not? If you're saying good Torah, if you're saying inspiring, uplifting words, if you're making us wiser, then the more the better. Somebody's putting money into your account. You say, no, not too much. Not too much. Just, keep. I can't have too much money in my account. It's just overwhelming for me. None of us are. We'd all be happy to be overwhelmed with that. So Each word here, halavai, should be, I see the sefer is 206 pages, approximately. So halavai that we should have more. We lost some of Rav Aaron Levin's writings, which is always a great tzar to think of all the tzaddikim who of the generations, particularly those who were killed by the Nazis, whose Torah we lost, besides having lost their lives, but also a lot of their kisvei yad were lost, which is a tremendous tzar. Moshe Feinstein, a lot of his writings were lost, and he just sat down and he rewrote it. You know, there was no computer chips and no saving and no, say, everything is by hand, so he just sat down and he wrote it again. Uleman tare tzadikdukim ha'elu ani mesher b'nafshi al pi masha chakarti b'sifri beis birkas aron ma mareish samach zayin b'mi shemachuyiv b'mitzis asei im muterlo b'terem cholol ab'achiyuv l'asas pe'ula kedei she'achakach b'vo achiyuv yiftor mi asiyas ha'mitzvah. This is a question. We have a sefer Shiras Yitzchak where we discuss this at length. Many Sfarim discuss this, which are all of them, without exception, better than my own. And so the Birkas Aharon, the Risha Rav's sefer on Maseches Brachos, which is super geschmack is sefer. I once saw it in the bookstore, in the Sfarim store. You know, the print, the cover is a new cover. It had a beautiful new shiny cover, and the inside looks like it did back when they printed it whenever it was, the 10s, the 20s, the 30s. But it's a beautiful, beautiful sefer. Amazing Torah. So in Maamar Reish Samach Zayin, he discusses the question of somebody who's obligated in a mitzvah. Is it permitted for him before the mitzvah comes before the obligation of the mitzvah comes to do an action that will absolve him from the obligation of fulfilling this mitzvah? Are you allowed to do something to pater yourself to get out of the mitzvah that you're not going to be chayv in the mitzvah? And apparently, says the Birkas Aharon, you should not do so. And what's the raya from the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, page 25b? It says there that osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, and the Gemara is medayek, from that the Rabbi Yitzchak holds, that the tmeim who asked, should they keep the Pesach b'tum or not, were tmei meis mitzvah, and their seventh day was on Erev Pesach. And the question is, how are they metami themselves 7 days before Pesach? And they weren't concerned that through this tumah they're going to be mevatel, they're going to nullify their fulfillment of the eating of the Karban Pesach. So we see from here that osek b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. So how are they allowed to contaminate themselves? So the teretz is that they were allowed to contaminate themselves because osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, and they were busy with the mitzvah of taking care of the mason. Even if it's a lighter mitzvah, you still have to fulfill that mitzvah and not push it off for a future mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah to do now, do the mitzvah now. And what's going to be in the future? That's not your problem. Your problem is to do the mitzvah now. It's not a problem. It's a schus. It's a mechayet to do a mitzvah. So you see from this Gemara, you can look there, and again, Sukkah Chafei Amid Beis, that only because their b'shas hatumah they were doing a mitzvah when they were metami themselves, when they contaminated themselves, that's what permitted them to then thereby be absolved from the fulfillment of the Karban Pesach. But otherwise, they would have been forbidden from doing so. And then, according to this, we have a question on Rabbi Yehuda ben Durtai. So he went to a, as they say in Portuguese, a vita platz. He went to a faraway place in order to absolve himself from fulfilling the mitzvah of Karban Pesach and also the mitzvah of Chachiyuv of Chagiga. How did he do so? You're not allowed to do a maisa to be mafkir yourself, to absolve yourself from a obligation to fulfill a mitzvah. You're right, he's going to be b'derech rechoka. No, Rashi there says he's going to be far away, not chayv in aliyah l'regel, which is very difficult, but I'm not going to get into that now. But let's say he's doing it in order to pater himself from the Pesach. Let's just focus on the Pesach without getting into the issue of aliyah l'regel. So he's b'derech rechoka, and he's thereby pater me karban Pesach. And then if he's not bringing the Pesach, then he's not bringing the Chagiga, which comes with the Pesach, because Derech Rechoka is Pater from Pesach. Okay, but how are you allowed to do a Mice? If you're already there, you're already there. But to actively do something, to make yourself Pater from a Mitzvah, that's already going too far. How is that permitted? We see from the Gemara it's not permitted. V'zeh kushya gedol lefum riata. On the surface, this is a great difficulty. However, there's a raya in the other way, also the other way as well. There's a proof that one is allowed to do an action to absolve himself from the fulfillment of a mitzvah. Rav Hoshaya, that Marim Adam al Tvuasu Machnisa b'motshala k'desh dey b'hemto ochela subtur min ha-maiser. You're a person's allowed to do harama. A person's allowed to do an action to bring in his grain together with its chaff, and thereby it's not yet chayiv in trumas and maisers, to avoid the chayiv of trumas and maisers, so that his animal can eat and he'll be putter from maiser. Brachas 31a, Psachim 9a. So it's mashma that it's mutter to do a pu'ula in order to pater oneself. And also they wouldn't bring it in straight into the house, they'd bring it derech hagagos. You bring it into the house in a irregular way, it also paters you, and that's what they used to do. So their raya is this way and their raya is that way, so it's not so pashut. So we have from Yehuda bar Dartai, he obviously felt that one is allowed to do a maisa, at least in this particular situation. One is allowed to do a maisa to absolve himself from an obligation to fulfill a mitzvah. So we have rayas this way and that way from the Gemara, and we have Rav Yehuda ben Dartai who actually did something that he would be far away and pater from bringing karbanos. So there's another raya that one is allowed to be gorei maptur koz maptur from a mitzvah sase from the Gemara in Chulin, that the tenant of Rav Tavla was a Kohen, and he was very poor. V'dachikle milsa, also l'kam de Rav Tavla, came for Rav Tavla, mele zil l'shtatif b'hadi tavche Yisrael. U'migi du miftra matnasu mishtatfi b'hadach. So go have a shutfus in the animals with Jewish butchers, and this way they have a Kohen who's a partial owner, and they will be absolved from the obligation to give the matnos kahuna, the zerah l'chaim and keva, that you give gifts to the Kohanim. They will not have to give these gifts because a Kohen is a partial owner, and this way they'll give you, and this will solve your financial distress. Back then they didn't have government stimulus payments, yes? So this is another way of doing it. Chivei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, no. Rav Nachman was a big dayan in the time of the Gemara. He said, you're still chayiv in the other man is kahuna. So Amalev, Rav Tavla patron, and Rav Tavla patron us. And then Rav Tavla comes to Rav Nachman, and he said, what'd you do this for? Why did you obligate him in giving these manas kahuna? Amalei dechiyatsa Rav Acha bar Chanina midaroma. So he said the Rav Acha bar Chanina came from the south. Amar, he said, Rav Yeshua ben Levi v'chol ziknei darom amru. Rav Yeshua ben Levi and all the elders of the darom. So again, we have darom. We're talking about the south over here. Kohen, Tabach, Shtaim, Shol Shabbos, Ispater Men HaMatanos. Mikan ve'elachai v'matanos. That a Kohen butcher, 2 or 3 weeks, is Pater from giving Manas Kahuna. But from then on, he's obligated for the first 2-3 weeks that he's in business. He doesn't have to give Matnas Kahuna afterwards. He does. Because Tosfos, the Masha Amru, Shtayim, Vishlosh, Shabbos, Patur, Manatos, Shem, Nesur, Leidim, Manator, Gam, Koin, Sheshochet, Lim, Kol, Acherim, Patur, Matanas. Barak, Rabbanan, Ude, Gazri, Kem, Shkidesh, Lo, Yargilu, Tabachai, Yisrael, Shatev, Kwanim, Iman, Lemifter, Eman, Matanos, Vald, Gimel, Shabbosos, Digla, Memer, Didide, Shachid, Lo, Gazri, Rabbanan, Fukumwal din Torah mikan ve'elach gazru. So Tosis explains that they said 2 or 3 weeks, one is absolved from giving the matnas kahuna, and one does not have to give the gifts from the animal to the Kohen, give the Kohen certain cuts of meat, because they held that min haTorah, even a Kohen who shechts in order to sell, even if it's a business, it's a butcher shop, he's pater mimatanos. As I was saying then, I was smelling the smell of the butcher shop. When I grew up, I used to go to Meal Mart. They used to sell those, I don't think it's around anymore, Olav Shalom. Delicious meat. In any event, back to our butchers, 1700 years ago, or however many years. So, min haTorah, Kohen that shechts to sell is pater. And it's only a gzeres chachamim, min haTorah, off the hook. But the rabbi said he has to give, because it's not for him. The animals are there to be sold. They're not for his own personal use. And the reason the rabbis made this gzera, that it would be obligated, that the person would be obligated, is in order that people do not accustom themselves to bringing in kohanim as partners to make them absolved from giving them matanos. So until 3 weeks, where we can say that he is shechting for himself, the rabbis didn't make a gzeira. Until the business gets off the ground, the rabbis didn't make the gzeira, and they said they established it al din Torah. Like the din Torah is that you're allowed to, if there's a coin involved, the coin's an owner, so he's the butcher, so there's no obligation to give the gifts to the Kohanim. But afterwards, after 3 weeks, the Kohen has to give the matanos, because it's a business. Gzeres chachamim. And the Ayin Shambitosis, Divra Maskel Kishahu. So there's a difficulty here. Why do they make a decree to be Mechayiv v'matanos a Kohen Sheshochet Limkor? Why do they make a decree to obligate in the Matnos Kahuna a Kohen who sells in order, who's a butcher, who sells to the public, in order that Yisrael butchers shouldn't bring in Kohanim as partners and make them pater from Matanos? It's us here to do so. You're now allowed to do a Maisa. You're now allowed to do an action to pater yourself, to absolve yourself from the obligation of a mitzvah. So why do they have to make a gzera that people shouldn't do something they're not allowed to do in the first place? It's usur. Unless you argue that that's exactly what they were. They were Jews would do a surin. But one can argue that no, there's no such chash that your mamish going to do an isur. It wasn't so proper. So therefore, it seems from here that the Ziknei Hadarom, were of the opinion that you're allowed to do a Maisa to cause yourself afterwards to be Pater. And therefore, Mitzad Adin, it is permitted to have a Kohen as a partner, to bring in a Kohen, to absolve oneself from the Chi of Matanos. And therefore, the Chachamim made a decree, they promulgated a decree that a Kohen who slaughters in order to sell should be chayev in matanos, in order that the Jewish butchers should not accustom themselves to bringing Kohanim in as partners and making themselves pater for matanos. And until 3 weeks, they did not make such a gzeira. So, according to the Risha Rav's understanding, the gzeira was that they should not do something that it's not forbidden to do something to absolve yourself from keeping a mitzvah, but they thought it wasn't proper. It isn't proper that they're going to bring in Kohanim and they're going to make Kohanim partners, these Yisraelim, and then they're not going to have to give Matnas Kahuna. In order to avoid such a situation, they said in the end you're going to be chayvim Matnas Kahuna anyway. So as they say in Spanish, garnish is gehelfen, it's not going to help you. So you see that the Ziknei Darom the elders of the South were of the opinion that you're allowed to do a maisa to pater yourself, to absolve yourself from religious obligations, that you will no longer be obligated, and thus not transgressing any sin. Umeata, so now, based on the foregoing, manichbidu divrei ha-gemara, how gevaldik and geshmak is the gemara that Rav Yehuda Dortoi went together with his son Dortoi. So apparently his son was named after his father. I don't know if his father was alive, but did they have minhag of the Sfarad or minhag Ashkenazim? And they went to the Darom, they went to the south, in order they should be b'derech rechoka, pater from the chiyuv of asiyas ha-pesach. So maybe it doesn't mean they literally went to the south. Machpatli, what do I care where they went? We just have to know they're b'derech rechoka, they're far away, and the halacha is that one who's far away is not obligated to bring the Karban Pesach. But it was said b'derech melitza, that he was going in the way of Chachmei Darom. It reminds me of the Vort. Now it's Nisan, I'm allowed to say the Vort, that is a machlokas, was the world created in Tishrei or was the world created in Nisan? So I think it's the Aruch HaShulchan, others as well, I believe, but I don't remember. I heard this many, many, many years ago. That the machlokas is, the Geula. Is the Geula going to come? And there's also a machlokas about that. But is the Geula going to come in Tishrei or Nisan? In other words, the machlokas is the Geula going to come when Jews do tshuva, Tishrei, what Tishrei represents, or Nisan with miracles without tshuva? So that's the it's not those specific months. It's the idea of those months. So here, it's not specifically the Chachmei Adarom, the Darom that he went to the south. It's that he followed the Chachmei Adarom, that you're allowed to do a ma'isa to pater yourself from a mitzvah. So he was following the Chachmei Adarom, and that's what allowed him, made it permitted for him to go far away. Because if Pshat in the Gemara that we said is correct, then the Chachmei Adarom hold that you're allowed to do a Maisir to pater yourself from fulfilling a mitzvah. You're allowed to bring in a Kohen as a partner in order that you shouldn't have to give the gifts to the Kohanim. In principle, it's permitted to do so. The rabbis wanted to avoid it, but in principle we're allowed to do so. So the Chachmei Adarom hold, the Chachmei Adarom are of the opinion that you're allowed to avoid do a maisa to avoid a mitzvah. So that's what Rav Yehuda ben Dortoi did. He went like the Chachmei Adarom in order that he wouldn't have be chayav in the Karban Pesach, and together with that the Chagiga. So he went b'derech rechoka. Okay, sweet friends, this is just the first leg of our journey, and there's a lot more to say, as I noted at the outset, and I hope that we're zocha to continue. I see in the end he writes, "V'ein kam makom laharich b'zeh." That's after 23 osios, 23 paragraphs. So that's really very, very exciting. More than 23 paragraphs, but 23 letters in the siman. So please stay tuned. I thank you so much for listening. And we should be zocha lilmod ulelam ed lishma v'las v'lekayim v'skol rei salam toras v'ahava. And we should be zocha, like the Gemara says, that the Risha Rav, Rav Aaron Levin, sifsosav yudovos bekever, it says when you say Torah in someone's name, their lips move in the kever, you give them, you bring them back to life. So there is nothing more gratifying than bringing the tzaddikim and the chachamim and the gaonim back to life on some level, that they shouldn't be forgotten. So thank you for letting me share, and may we be zochem mir tishem to have all of our physical, material, spiritual, emotional needs fulfilled, that we should be able to learn b'simcha b'tuv levav me'rov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.